Man accused of running Chinese police station in NYC admits working for CCP, prosecutors say. New York City, a Chinese-American accused of operating an overseas Chinese police station in New York City admitted in FBI interviews that he opened the station, Assistant U.S. Attorney Lindsay Okun said May 6. The defendant, Liu Jianwang, also acknowledged his link to Chinese state security, Okun said in opening statements at his trial. Liu, 64, is an American citizen who is also known as Harry Liu. He is the former head of the America Chongliu Association, a New York City-based community organization. Liu admitted he had a handler in China's main security and law enforcement organization, the Ministry of Public Security, in interviews with the FBI in October and December of 2022, prosecutors said. Liu is charged with conspiring to act as an agent of the Chinese government and with failing to register as a foreign agent. He is also charged with obstruction of justice for deleting his communications with China's MPS. Okun said Liu also admitted to the FBI that he communicated via Chinese messaging app WeChat with the MPS. After meeting with the FBI, Liu allegedly deleted messages from those communications. Okun said that the FBI was able to recover some of these messages from other devices and that the government will present them at trial. Appearing in a black suit and a light blue tie, Liu seemed calm and at ease as his trial started Wednesday in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of New York, in the city's Brooklyn borough. Under the Foreign Agent Registration Act, anyone acting on behalf of a foreign government is required to declare their association by filing documentation with an office of the Department of Justice. In his opening statement, Liu's attorney, John Carman, said, Harry Liu was arrested for failing to file a form. He belittled the obstruction charge as being about a missing WeChat message. Carman said the case is one of guilt by association, arguing that Liu did nothing wrong but merely associated and communicated with officials of the Chinese government, which the Department of Commerce has officially designated as an adversary. Carman told the jury that Liu opened the service center to fill a need of the Chinese community, driver's license renewals in China. He said that in 2021, traveling back to China was impossible or could require waiting weeks in quarantine. So, according to Carman, Liu set up computer stations at the offices of the hometown organization American Chongliu Association, where local residents could process the renewal of their licenses and meet on Zoom calls with motor vehicle officials in Fujian Province, China. The alternative, to let their licenses lapse, would require them to restart the licensing process, requiring them to reapply and retake a road test, according to Carman. If he was an agent, he was an agent for local people, said Carman, who disputed that Liu was operating under the control of the Chinese government. Is he tasked? Or asked. The difference is literally just a T. Prosecutors said they will show evidence of video conferences with Chinese officials during which they tasked Liu with assignments, as well as WeChat messages with instructions from Ministry of Public Security officials in China. Okun said the overseas police station started small, processing Chinese driver's license renewals for the Chinese expatriate community. Okun said that even if all the office processed were driver's licenses, it was still illegal. Under the Foreign Agent Registration Act, any official representative of China's government is required to register with the U.S. Attorney General. A 2022 report from non-governmental organization Safeguard Defenders revealed that the stations are also tasked with tracking down, intimidating, and repatriating people wanted by the Chinese Communist Party, including dissidents against the regime and its leader, Xi Jinping. Safeguard Defenders has documented a network of more than 100 overseas police stations in 53 countries. Liu's co-conspirator, Chen Jinping, who helped run the police station, pled guilty in December 2024 to conspiring to act as an agent of the Chinese government. FBI Assistant Director in Charge James Dennehy said at the time that the station served to further the nefarious and repressive aims of the PRC in direct violation of American sovereignty. Liu stood outside the courthouse before his trial began with an assembly of supporters carrying signs that read, "No bias, no profiling, we love America, Chinese Americans are Americans, and stop racial profiling in our community." Prosecutors raised concerns about the group standing outside the courthouse because jurors arriving for duty would be forced to walk past them. Prosecutors said they were concerned this was a coordinated effort and an attempt to send a message to the jury. Defense counsel dismissed the idea that there was a coordinated effort on the part of the defense team. Many in the group continued to the courtroom to observe the trial.